ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rush Limbaugh.
Thank you all very much for coming. We have a tremendous audience, a lot of them from out of town, as is the usual case. By the way, as a matter of review, the numbers you see on the screen at the very beginning, those are days of the raw deal, which is what we call the Clinton administration. So it's like day 273 of the raw deal today if you're Joe Sixpack or a member of a bowling league, an average middle-class hamburger flipper type people. It's day 292. They'd be right of the raw deal if you're rich or you're dead, because they made the raw deal retroactive to January 1st. You have to add 19 days. And there are 1,188 days left for all of us. When it comes to enduring the pain, folks, we are all equal, and we are all in it together. And that's what those numbers actually mean. We have this is a very popular word in America today. We have a diverse show tonight. We're going to conclude with we have a couple segments that we're going to conclude tonight's show with regarding the Reginald Denny trial and the verdict in Los Angeles on, save your emotion for, you think, you'll be doing a lot of booing, I think, when we get into this, because it's I'm going to go through a societal critique after we show you a montage of what some of the so-called experts have to say. We even went out and did a man on the street, asked some people in the street of New York, what message does this verdict send? But before doing that, we have some things that, if I'm to remain true to my pledge to keep you on the cutting edge of societal evolution, I have to go through. As you know, Halloween is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and in Iowa City, Iowa, a woman by the name of Marion Coleman, who is from some affirmative action committee, has in her enlightenedness decided that certain Halloween costumes are no longer allowable. For example, you can't dress up your kid as a Native American. This is a offend Native Americans. You can't dress your kid up as practically anything. You can't dress them as any kind of person whatsoever, because it would be offensive. Now, she was on the Today Show today, Marion Coleman was, and they asked her, I think it was Katie Couric, asked her what the problem was if kids dressed as hobos. So listen to this answer.
And one of the things that we are conscious of in our district is, how do we address that with our students? Mm-hmm. And a way to help them understand the concept of homelessness is to introduce the idea that a hobo is simply not a hobo anymore. A hobo is someone who is homeless.
Hey, Marion. Marion, a hobo is a hobo is a hobo is a bum is a bum. And it's, you know what, Marion? It's little politically correct people like you who are making virtue out of all of this and setting up who cannot hurt their feelings. What do you mean hurt their feelings? This is Halloween. I mean, this is the kind of madness, this political correctness that's going on out there, that nobody has the guts or courage to say, Marion, you're stupid. This is stupid. Look at, of all the things happening to our kids, look what they're concerned about in Iowa City, Iowa, is if they dress up as a hobo. I mean, if there's anything that would promote sensitivity to hobos, dress them up as a hobo. This administration, my friends, is almost too much to take. Now, let's see, we're bungling virtually everything we touch in foreign policy. We're bungling it in Haiti, we're bungling it in Bosnia, we've bungled it in Mogadishu. Note, I didn't say Somalia. We can't even manage a city over there, much less try to straighten out a country. virtually everything, the health care plan, the more that's learned about it, the stupider and more wacko it becomes. So the President of the United States this afternoon has a press conference and makes this announcement. Watch.
In concert with all other nations, we simply must halt global warming. It is a threat to our health, to our ecology, and to our economy. I know that the precise magnitude and patterns of climate change cannot be fully predicted, But global warming clearly is a growing long-term threat with profound consequences.
How do you know that if you can't prove it's even happening, for crying out loud? No scientist will say it's in fact, most scientists say that, of course, no, we can't prove it, but we need more data. We need maybe 20 years more data. But can we afford to wait in case it is happening? It's not happening. 20 years ago, it was global cooling. We were all going to freeze our tushies to the bottom of our seats. Now it's global warming. Now, what you didn't see here is when he proposed legislation, he didn't propose legislation to match any of these things he thinks we need to do. He just sat there and made a speech on global warming and talked about, we must care more about the world warming up. And the environmentalists left there scratching their heads going, what are we investing in this guy for? He didn't give us any legislation to support it. And everybody in our production meeting was saying, this Clinton guy, he's a bumbling fool. He is not a bumbling fool. Let me tell you what this is all about. All this is chapter 273, since this is the 273rd day, of the frightening of America. He is trying to create another crisis. We can't survive global warming. We're all going to die. Our blood's going to boil. Fish rotting on our coasts and on the beaches, and the beaches evaporating because all the icebergs are going to melt. Global warming. And so we're all supposed to get scared and turn the fix of the problem over to him. That's what this, I mean, this is, this to me is unforgivable what they're trying to do to you, your family, and your psyche. Now, in concluding our opening segment, my friends, do you know what the latest problem in the White House is, other than the occupants? Rats. Look at that. The White House is being overrun with rats. They've set 165 traps baited with environmentally correct poison. They run that by the people in Iowa City, Iowa. Hey, why don't you tell those kids, you know what you people in Iowa City ought to do? Dress your kids up as hobos and Indians and send as many hobos and Indians out as possible, or rats. Dress them up as rats. Environmentally correct poison. Well, let me tell you, this guy, he'll do anything he can to get rid of rats, and doesn't matter what it costs. We launched a space shuttle today, and guess what was aboard? That's where they are, folks. They caught them in the... That's an expensive extermination plan. When we come back, we'll start with our examination of the Reginald Denny verdict in Los Angeles and what it all says about America after this. Don't go away. I have to tell you, I discussed this verdict today, the Reginald Denny verdict. I discussed it earlier today on radio. And this morning, as I was talking to some friends on the phone and comparing notes with them about just how screwed up or how out of kilter our society seems, I really got depressed. And I know I sit here and I say to you, you got to be of good cheer. And all of these things eventually add up to the collapse of the left. And I still believe it. I really do. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep your heart from getting hard. I mean, these are the times when it's easy to get cold-hearted, hard-hearted, and say, heck with it. I'm going to go buy an island, take my people that I know, and start all over. And because it just, none of this seems to be making any sense. I admit to you, this depressed me. I mean, it sapped my spirit. For 5 years, you know, I've been on radio every day, 3 hours a day, and I've been standing up for what I think is right and virtuous, and you hope progress is made as a result of it. Now, this is the second year on TV we're doing it. Things like what happened in that verdict happened, you say, well, maybe it's just pointless. You got to muster a bunch of strength and not give it up. So in talking about this tonight, I'd like to go back and try to reset the stage. Let's remember what this is all about. Here's some looped footage of Reginald Denny being beaten. Now, this is the brick that was not a murder weapon in the minds of the jury being used. We looped this over and over again so that you can see this about 0.1% as much as we saw the Rodney King beating. We're doing our part here for this. But in addition to this, I mean, this is just the beating, the senseless beating of an innocent man because of the color of his skin. He had not broken any laws. He had not tried to outrun the cops or anything of the sort. And in addition to what you saw, we had a neighborhood burn. We had businesses destroyed. We had 60 people killed. Now, let's keep this in mind. We had 60 people killed during these 3 days of riots out in Los Angeles. And that somehow has been forgotten, or at least it's been recast now as, well, it's a rebellion. It wasn't a riot. It was a civil disturbance. It was people finally standing up, and we were told we had to understand their rage. We were told that we had to finally come to grips, understand why they were mad, and excuse the behavior. Keep that in mind as we go through the rest of the program. We have put together about a minute and a half here of varied and assorted opinion from leaders in Los Angeles, the police chief, defense attorneys, and opinion gathered today with our cameras out on the streets of New York. We're just going to roll it. Just watch all this and keep in mind that the basic question we asked our people on the street was, what message is this? We were told after the after the Rodney King verdict, what message does this send to the black community? So we went out today, what message does this send to the law-abiding citizens of America, this whole verdict? There's also a clip in here from Reginald Denny himself, and we must thank the folks at Inside Edition. They offered this to us today to let us use it. They had it as an exclusive yesterday. So with all that in mind, here is a sample of the reaction to the verdict. It'll make you sick.
Mr. Watson was just ecstatic. He said he just couldn't believe it. It was a miracle that came true.
We have a real challenge to have L.A. be the leading city of change in America as we approach the 21st century.
With Henry Watson, they should just let the guy go. You know, he did his time, my feeling, and as far as I'm concerned, he's been through quite enough, and so let the man go.
I believe that the verdicts, by and large, were reasonable. I mean, I agree with the mayor that we need to look ahead, but I think in light of the criminal justice system and what has transpired over the years and the taint that we've had, it was important. This jury verdict, I think, is demonstrating that a good case can be made for diversity in the jury system. And frankly, these jurors, I think, have gone through a very traumatic and difficult period, marked by a series of missteps, but they have demonstrated that they were able to come together. And
the course of the proceedings was unjust. The trial judge was extraordinarily unfair throughout the situation. And yes, we missed the bullet by a couple of inches, but those boys very well could have been locked up for life, and it's a process that I have a complaint with.
You know, racism is a pathological disease, and it causes illness in society, and we all need to really work on it.
You have some type of constructive justice system in America, and that's the bottom line.
It sends a message that I think that justice is being served, you know, through the Rodney King trials and stuff. I think that it was evenly distributed.
All of that is 100% wrong. Nobody gets it. Nobody knows what this was all about, and nobody knows how the justice system has been corrupted here. Nobody knows that Reginald Denny is doing what he's doing for one of two reasons. Either he was knocked senseless, or he's just scared to death. The jury, no doubt scared to death. What we have had here is the intimidation of the law-abiding by the lawless. And therefore, justice has been defined now as whatever the lawless can get away with threatening people and demanding. Now, all of this, my friends, is terribly disturbing because you want the rule of law to be the foundation and the underpinning of what's right about a society. Right and wrong resides in the law, and it's been totally skewed and blurred here. And all of this got me to thinking about the shape of our society today. Oh, one other thing, something that I think terribly needs to be said. You know, there's a large black middle class in this country that's just as outraged by all of what you've seen and this verdict as anybody else in this country is, and they're never asked what they think. They're never exposed their views. They are just lumped in with the rest of the militant black community in Los Angeles as thinking, oh, this is wonderful. There are a lot of those people out there, and they're never spoken to, and I would like to speak up for them now because I know you are there. We come back from this break. I want to run through just some thoughts I have on the status of our society and see if we can't straighten it out somehow. We'll be right back and do that after this. I was was talking to some people this morning. I just started, in no particular order, putting down some things that rubbed me the wrong way. Our priorities are all out of kilter. For example, as we just showed you in our first segment tonight, we cannot offend hobos or witches by allowing kids to wear such costumes on Halloween. But, boy, we can urge them to wear condoms as often as they can, and that's virtuous. We are, look what we're doing now. We're scouring the Navy. We're turning the Navy upside down, inside out. We're firing people left and right. We're ruining careers over tail hook. Yet, we appear to be doing nothing about investigating who botched the Mogadishu incident, which resulted in humiliating American death. Nobody seems to want to find out who screwed that up. But boy, we're willing to destroy the Navy over tail hook. We get more upset about people's words, things they say. Then we get upset about people who express their views via crime and rioting. People who commit murder, riots, drive-by shootings, well, they're barely noticed. Yet, boy, you talk about prayer in school and liberals literally freak out and tell you that you're talking about the end of America. Ten Commandments? Oh, you can't put those in school. Why? That comes from the Bible. There's religion there. Yeah, a lot wrong with that. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. I guess we couldn't have riots if we taught that, so we can't teach it. We have more compassion for the spotted owl and redwood trees than we do for Americans who lose their jobs and families because of them. A university president tried to throw a student out of school for calling some noisy women water buffalo. Then that same university president defends other students who destroy the entire edition of a conservative student group's newspaper. Then the university president is named to head the National Endowment for the Humanities. The governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, calls a press conference, proudly announces that he has saved a murderer from the electric chair. This murderer strangled an 87-year-old woman with Christmas tree lights on Christmas Eve. He makes no mention during his press conference of how the citizens of his own state are fleeing because of runaway crime, taxes, and decay that he can't do anything about. Liberals say they don't know who to feel sorry for more, the surviving family members of Boston police officer Walter Schroeder or Catherine Ann Power, the anti-war nut who participated in his murder. We're out of whack, folks, and I have a continuing list. I must take a break, but I want to continue through this. We'll do it. We come back. Don't go away. Continuing with my social critique, as to the verdict itself, the defense attorney for Damian Williams, well, he says that a riot is just mass confusion. And as such, in mass confusion, a riot, why, no one's responsible for their actions. No, no, no. And the jury bought it. Where do these people go to school? Remember Clint Eastwood in the movie Hang 'Em High? Starts out, he's about to hang, and somebody comes along and saves him by shooting down the noose. And the rest of the movie, he spends tracking down one by one those who tried to kill him and making them pay. They were all responsible for what they did. The scales of justice are skewed toward whites, people say. Yeah, attempted murderers are going free, and people who attempt to enforce the law are in jail. Any day now, I suppose we can expect the Justice Department to launch an investigation into the civil rights violations of Reginald Denny. Denny, God bless him, I think is this year's version of the ponytail guy from the Richmond debate. Tough to criticize him because who knows what's going on. I think they're scared. The justice system is now corrupted by mob rule. And I'll tell you what all this is causing. I think, ladies and gentlemen, that the demoralization of our society is what's happening. And I believe that this demoralization takes place in two ways. Our spirit is being sapped, and our moral fiber is being frayed. You know what this is all about? It's all about the culture. Everybody talks about cultural wars or trying to impose morality on people. We need a good dose of morality. We need a good dose of absolute right and wrong. Too many people look at things in gray areas. It's tough. You go through all this and you think these things, and my gosh, we're falling apart. And you do. You want to go to that island, take your friends with you, and start your own society and start over. It's tough to believe that what's happening here is the implosion of liberalism. I still think that all of this is eventually going to cause the decent and just people among us, which I still think are the majority, to finally rise up at some point and vote people out of office who give us this, and also get rid of leaders who sponsor this stuff. But there is hope. If this doesn't solve your problem, there's always the Tipper Gore hotline. Put the number I'm going to call. I am so depressed. It's worked. I'm calling the Tipper Gore hotline right now and spelling my beliefs to them. See you later.